Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We are up to Lamed Hamed Beis. We're at the two dots, Tana Rabbanan. We've actually pretty much starting a new topic. We finished the old sugya, now we're starting a new topic. Basically, it's a new topic. Okay? Good? Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we know, before we start, we know there's an Isser in the Torah to be Ma'anes somebody. If you're Ma'anes somebody, you have to pay a knas. But you only have to pay a knas if the person you're ma'anes is A, someone you're able to marry, and B, of besula. So there's no knas if one of those two things is not there. Okay? So, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Arayos, someone you're not allowed to marry, or Shnios la Arayos, or someone you're not allowed to marry on a Darabanan level, like your grandmother, Ein lahem lo knas velo pitui. There's no knas, and there's no knas of pitui. Knas means he did it against her will, and pitui means even if you got her to say yes to it. Right? There's no knas.
I mean, pitui is only for a naira.
Right, so let's say she's your cousin. Okay, you can't be your grandmother in such a case.
Right.
But let's say it's your cousin or something, or some erva, your sister or your daughter. Hamimaenes, ein la lo knas velo pitui. A girl that did miyun once, right? Also, no knas and no pitui. Now, what's the chiddush in that? She's not a basula. She was married once. She was married. The Gemara will discuss that.
Maybe it was miyun from...
From what? From Erithin?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to there. Islandess. What about an islandess? Mm-hmm. Also, ein lo lo knas velo pitui. Also not. Why not? We'll get to that in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to dissect each one of these statements. Last one. V'otzas mishum shemra. And if somebody got rid of a wife because she was a shemra, meaning she had an affair, and then you go ahead and you ma'anis her, again, ein la lo knas v'lo pitoi. There's no knas, and there's no pitoi. The Gemara is going to ask, that woman gets skila.
She says.
So the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question also. Okay? Good? Those are the statements. So the first one. My arayos and my shnius la arayos. What does that mean, arayos? And shnius, what does that mean? Ile my arayos mamish. Is arayos or mamish arayos? And shnius, midivrei sofrim. And shnius are isuri derabanan. That can't be. Why? Because kivan de midda araisa chazile, midda araisa, these women are mutter to you. So am I in loknas? Why is there no knas? The rabbi said, don't marry such a person. Minat Torah, you're allowed to. Right? So why would there be no knas? That can't be right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shnios, top line, shegozru chachamim al shnios lahen, right? The chachamim will gozer, laharchik minho aveira. To stay away from an avera, kigon, for example, aim emo, your mother's mother, the aim aviv, or your mother's father, v'shar arayos hashnios beperek beis di yivamis, and the other arayos that are in perek beis in yivamis, right? The achronim point out the rashash, the yavitz, that Rashi gave very bad examples of shnios, because it's impossible for your grandmother to be a basula. That's impossible. How's she a basula?
She's not a Nairi either.
So if you want to get the whole goes to the Cheshvan, you want to tell me that she gave birth when she was 8 years old, like by Basara and Betzalel and all these very young ages, it's still not Shayach. That she can have a grandmother and she's under 12. She's only 12. It's impossible. So why did Rashi give those examples? So then Rashi said, no, Rashi just gave you Stam examples. So who's a Shnia that could be possible? I don't know. I don't know who all the Shnias are. Must be somebody out there. It must be a woman out there that could be possible.
Why doesn't he list her?
He doesn't say. He says a dugma bovad. Right? Okay. Anyway, Ella, it must be, Arayos means Chayvim Isis Bestin. Arayos means Chayvim Isis Bestin. And Shnios is Chayvim Krisos. So no, neither of them. It can't be Durabanans. Because if it's Durabanans, why is there no Knas? You're allowed to marry that person. Avo Chayvim Lavin, but a Chayvim Lavin, right? Yesh lahen knas. There would be a knas. Umani, who's that? Shimon HaTimnihi. That's Shimon HaTimnihi who says that Kedushin is chal on Chayvei Lavin. So that's somebody you're able to marry. and it's someone you're able to marry, and therefore the kenas would apply. Ikad diamri, others say like this. Arayos is chayvim misos bezdin v'chayvim krisos. Arayos means both. And shnios is chayvim lavin. Shnios means only chayvim lavin. Mani, who said? Rishon ben Manasi. It's Rishon ben Manasi who says that Kedushin is not chal on chayvim lavin. And therefore you can't marry these people. And therefore there's no kenas on these people. Who would there be a kenas on? In a chanami, there would be no kenas on any of the on any arayos. Any arayos.
Why is the knas linked to the...
Because it has to be someone you're able to marry.
Why is that though? Why don't say that?
That's the din.
Net. You rape someone, there's no knas if you can't marry.
Well, the Gemara is going to have a little... The next Mishnah is if you rape your daughter, there's no knas because it's kimle. So you have to find a case where it's not kimle, right? Because you're not allowed to rape. Right. It's not kimle and you're allowed to... So it's not that many people. Now, the next one was Hamim Ma'enes. What's a Ma'enes? A girl was married, she did Miyun, and now you, a Ma'anes, that girl. So what do we say? There's no Knas. Hamim Ma'enes ain't lo Knas velo Pitoy. Why are you telling me that? Because she's a Katana. When she was not a Basula, she was a Katana, right? The only time a girl could be do Miyun is when she's a Katana. Well, what about a regular Katana? Who there is no, she's not married. Regular girl. Regular Katana. It's mashma that such a person, you would be able to be, you wouldn't have to pay a knas.
Marriageable.
You rape some 10-year-old girl, you pay a knas. Right? Ha Katana, ba'alma, islay. But a regular girl, a regular Katana, there would be. Just a mima'anis is not. Why? Because she's not a basula. Mani rabbananhi. Who's that? That's the rabbanan. The Amri, who they say. Kitana yeshla knas. A kitana has a knas. Right? Well, obviously. Now, one second. Ema seifa. The seifa of the bride said like this. Islandis, ain la, lo knas for lo pitoy. Why does an island not have a knas? Why not? She's 30 years old. Happens to be, she can't have children. So why is there no knas? So the Gemara says, islandis is...
She's not a psula.
What?
Because she's
not a psula.
Yeah.
Why not?
No,
the question is, can you marry her? You could be mochel. All right, I'll marry her. You could be mochel. We had that in the vomit.
Because if she's a psula, you cannot prove she's an islandis.
Really? How so?
She's 30.
Whatever the simanim.
Naira.
What?
Naira.
Oh, so let's go. Here we go. So islandis, ain la lo knas velo pitoy. There's nothing by an islandis. Why not? Obviously, also the Reb Meir, it goes according to Reb Meir. The Amru says, ktana ain la knas. There is no knas by a katana, and an islandess has a din of a katana. Vaha mekatnusa yatsa lebugger. An islandess is never a naira. She goes from a katana to a bugera. She skips over the naira stage. So one second. Reisha rabbanon v'sefer of mayor. How could that be? The brisa that we mentioned is going in opposite directions. It said there's no knas by a miyun, which implies there is knas by a katana. But then we say there's no knas by an islandess. Why not? Because she's a katana. So it doesn't make sense. So there's two different shitas going on here. V'chi tema, you want to give me the following answer. Kula Reb Meir hi, that the whole brice is really Reb Meir, and mima enes, savalak Reb Yehuda, and when it comes to miyun, he holds like Reb Yehuda, that what? Rabbi Yehuda has a different, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it could be a Miyun. Miyun could be till 12 and a half. That's what he holds.
What do you hold?
That you could do Miyun until you're 12 and a half. A girl could do Miyun until she's 12 and a half. So we all thought she can't, no, once you become a Gedola, she can't do Miyun anymore. No, Rabbi Yehuda says till 12 and a half. Therefore, don't make the Diuk. The Diuk would be as follows. Well, Miyun, there's no Knas. But on a regular katana, there is knas. No, it's a false diuk. The right diuk is like this. A naira could do miyun. So there's no knas. But a regular naira, there is a knas. That makes perfect sense. You want to tell me that's the halacha? Umi savar lab. Who holds like that? But Meir doesn't hold like that. Meir can't hold like that. Why? For Tanya, ad masai habas mima enes. How, till what age could a girl do miyun? Ad shetevi shtei sairus. Divur Meir. Rameir says black and white till 12. Rabbi Yehuda omar ad shi arba shchara lavan. Until she's older, there's more hairs. right? There's an older age, 12 and a half, we say. So it can't be that Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we reconcile this? Ella, Rabbi Yehuda he. Therefore, there must be, the author of the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ubekitana savar la Rav Meir. And when it comes to a katana, he holds like Rav Meir. That what? That Rashi says, El Rabbi Yehuda he. Ubima'enes naira ashmi'inan de'en laknas. The chiddush is that mion can be done until 12 and a half. And then there's no knas on that. V'lo tidok ha'ktana yesh lo knas. Don't make the diuk, but a ktana there would be a knas. There wouldn't be a knas either. Why? Because according to Yehuda, you could do mion when you're an ira. So the diuk is, a menes, no knas. Why not? Because she's not a basula. What about a regular ira? Of course it's a knas. Right? V'gabe islandis, the Tani Nami ain't laknas. Second is laknas by an islandess. Mishum, did bekatana, savar ki Rav Meir. Because when it comes to that, he holds like Rav Meir. Vizu mikeknusa yatsas lebagar. And she goes from a katana straight to being a bogeris, and she skips over the naira stage. So therefore, it all makes sense. Says the Gemara, one problem. Back to the Gemara. Umi savar la, but he doesn't hold like that. Why? If I'm reviewed on my Rav, zu diver Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said, that's Rav Meir's opinion. V'imith, and if it's true, zu diver Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda miboyale, he should have said both. The person should have said both. It's both opinions because they hold the same thing. So the Gemara says no. Hi Tana, this brisa that we quoted here, it wasn't written by Rav Meir and it wasn't written by Rabbi Yehuda. It was written by some anonymous person, and he picked and chose who he held like. Hi Tana, savulak Rav Meir b'chada. He holds like Rav Meir in one aspect. Which aspect? Right? In the islandess aspect. Upligyala b'chada. And he argues him in the other aspect. What aspect does he argue on him about? On the Mian part. Okay? Therefore it makes sense. Now, Raf from Omar, I'll give you a different answer. My mima enes what does it mean, mima enes? Haru'u yalama'ayin. It doesn't mean someone who can do Mian. It means someone who's roy to do Mian. Which is what? Which is a katana. Says the Gemara, listening to Tanis, why don't you say that? All right, Kasha, that's a Kasha. Okay, so that's not a good answer. So what's the answer? It's two different opinions. Ain't a chanami.
Right, so that doesn't address the psula bula part.
No.
It?
No.
It could be a bula.
No, it can't. It can't be a bula. That's why a miyun is no knas, because she's not a psula. Does that mean to say that a katana, yeah? No, doesn't mean that at all. It means a naira. Okay. Now, then we said, islandess, ain la, lo knas, velo pitoy. But an islandess has neither. Why not? Because she's never an ira. Different reason, right? She's never an ira.
The truth is, are you allowed to marry an islandess?
If you know she's an islandess, if you know...
What about all of that stuff?
You have other kids. Maybe
what?
If you have kids from your first wife.
Right. You like her.
You already did the mitzvah.
Right. And you know, and you don't, and you're mochel, there's only, you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
Not on a coin. On a coin, I'm mostly allowed to marry
now. Right, right. You're allowed to. Now, right. That's the separate question. Can you marry her and that she's your only wife? I don't know. That's a pruvu shaila.
Yeah, if you have children, I understand that.
But a guy never got married. What's the story with him and Puruvu?
One second, we discussed that with the stories of the tzaddikim, even present day, who never had children.
Right, but they tried.
And they never got divorced.
They tried, right. So then a guy says, how come you're 50 years old, you never got married? I didn't find my Bashart. I dated for 50 years. Right? I never found my Bashart. So what do we say about such a person? On the one hand, it's okay. On the other hand, you say you couldn't find somebody. Like, you know, it goes both ways. So, I don't know. I don't know the halachas about that. But definitely, if you're mochel, you're allowed to. Right?
I think so.
Right, okay. Now, Vermini, one second. How could you tell me that that's true? Hachereshes, v'hashote, v'ha'ailadis. These three women. Yeshlam knas. V'yeshlam tainas besulim. There is a knas, and you can be even a tainas besulim. So, v'ha'mai rumya, what kind of kasha was that? Harab Meir, Harabonon. It's a machlokas. According to Rav Meir, there is no knas by an islandess, and according to the Rabbanon, there is. That answer is such a good answer. What was the kasha? Right? The ka'arile, my ka'arile. What was the kasha? What kind of kasha was that? The answer is, Mishum de isle lemirma achwiti leve. There's another brisa. That was the problem. The third brisa. What does it say? The third brisa. It says like this. It says hachareshes, a deaf girl, v'ashota, or a blind girl, v'habogeres, or a bogeres, or mukazet, or a girl that is not a basula because she had some accident. Ain la tainis basulum. There's no tainis basulum on such a girl. There's no tainis basulum on these girls. They're not basulas. Well, the Gemara is going to ask, why not a blind girl? What's wrong with a blind girl? You see it in a minute. What? I'm sorry, a shota. What about a suma? I'm sorry, it's in suma the islandess. What about a suma or an islandess? Yeshlam tainis basulum. They do have tainis basulum. Sumchis omer mishum remeir suma ain la tainis basulum. No, there's no tainis basulum by a suma. Okay, we'll see why in the Amud Beis. Anyway, what do you see from this brisa? If you marry a chareshes or a shota, right? You can't. There's no tainus basulum. You can't say, "Hey, I thought you were a basulum. Look at this." There's no taina like that. Why not? We'll see in a minute.
Well, that's a
steer. It's a steer. We said before.
Right.
So that was the problem. That was the kasha that we had. So Amar Rav Sheish is low kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, Rabbi Gamliel. This third brisa here that says you're allowed to do tainus basulim is Rabbi Gamliel. Which Rabbi Gamliel? The Rabbi Gamliel from the first parak. Remember when a girl says, "Yeah, you know why I'm not a basula? I'll tell you what happened. After we got married, somebody raped me." Remember that from the first parak?
Yeah.
And what Rabbi Gamliel? What do we do? And what Rabbi Gamliel say? We believe that. We believe such a thing. We believe her. So therefore, in brisa number 3, there is tainus basulim because we believe her. And ha, Rabbi Yeshua, and the other one that said we don't believe her, I mean, there's no tainus basulim, that was Rabbi Yeshua, who said we don't believe such a person in such a case. Right? So Gemara says, one second. Eh, gesund. Eh, ma dishmas leila rabbi gamliel, hecha dikataina ihi. When do we say that? When the girl herself says such a taina. Hacha, but over here, she's a shota. Deloka taina ihi, mi shmas le, she didn't say a word. She's not all there. So Gemara says, so what? And yeah, we'll tie it on her behalf. Kivon the Amar of Gamliel Mehemna. Since Gamliel says she's believed, Taka Kigon Zeh. So this is an example of Pesach Pivli Ilemhu. We're gonna advocate on her behalf, right? And we'll say, yeah, you know why I'm not a basula? Let me tell you what happened. After must be that after she was engaged, somebody did something to her, and that's why she's not a basula. But it has nothing to do with your ksuva and your marriage to her, right? From the first parak, right? All those cases. Right? We believe the girl. We believe her. Okay. Next. Then we said, the bogeres ain't lo tainus basulim. A bogeres doesn't have tainus basulim. Now, I'm not a doctor, but what the Gemara is going to say now is quite difficult. What does the Gemara say? That a bogeres, you can't taina, hey, she's not a basula. You can't think that she wasn't a basula. You can't make such a taina with a bogeres. Hey, how could be not a basula? What happened? What'd you do to me? Right? I thought I'm marrying a basula. You know such taina by a bogeres. Why not? So first of all, before we say why not, I've amar rav bogeres no snil olayla rishon. A bogeres, when you marry a bogeres, the first night, basically, you can do what you want. Says Rashi on the bottom, like four lines. Ubo el kama be'ilos. You can have more than one be'ila the first night. Vitalinon, and we say, call dam she'oso halayla, dam besulim. All the dam from that night is dam besulim. Alma.
Not needed,
exactly. Alma, what do you see from here? Isla dam besulim bogeres. There is dam besulim for bogeres. Of course there is. The e lo have boy lemesav la ela be'ilas mitzvah. Because if not, you'd only be able to do one be'ilas mitzvah. The kivan the isle besulim hecha de bavul amata dam tasid ksuvasa da kanta becheskas besula umata beula. Then, so what do you see from here? That you only allowed to have one. There is of course a tainas besulim. So the Gemara answers, e de katainas dam im hachanami. Yeah, to taina, you can taina dam. Yes, hacha mayaskinan de katoin tainas pesach pesuach. You taina, she wasn't a basula. What's going on? Look at Rashi. For top Rashi. Idika Amar, if he says, Baalti, we had relations, Falom Matsasi Dam. Where was the Dam? Right? I went to chassid class. They told me there's going to be dam. There was no dam. Right? Vadai taina ma'al yisahi. That's a very good taina. Where's the dam? You know where the dam is? You're not a basula. Right? That is a valid taina. However, v'hacha diktani ein la tainas basulim. That, what does that mean? There's no tainas basulim. Dikatoin v'omar pesach patuach matzasi. You were not a basula. V'dam lo badakti im matzah bo imlat. I wasn't looking at dam. Not interested in that. But I'm telling you, I don't know how this guy knows.
Yeah.
You're not a basula. Binaira uktana tainahi. If there's a if she's a naira or a katana, that's a valid taina. Why? Afal pisha ein yachal levara devar b'faneinu. Even though we have no way of knowing that, amrina we say chazaka ein adam torach pasud demasida. Nobody's going to go through the whole expense of making a wedding to make a claim like this if it wasn't true. No one's going to do that. Aval misha bagra. But when she becomes older, ein rachama tsar kibitzchila, her womb is not so narrow like a younger girl. V'doma lo ki'ilu pesach pasuach, and it's as if it feels like it's a pesach pasuach. So we tell him, "You don't know what you're talking about.
She's older.
She's older, and that's why you're claiming it's a pesach pasuach. Of course, you're not going to want to pay for the whole wedding to come with a fake taina. You're not coming with a fake taina. You're just mistaken, right?" So in other words, let's review. If you find dam, if you don't find dam, say, where's the dam? Where's the dam? You know where the dam is? You're not a basula. Of course that's a good taina. That's a good taina about how old she is. Here, is how you taina it. So listen, I wasn't busy with the dam because it makes me nauseous. I didn't look at dam. But I didn't feel like she was a basula. Pesach basuch matzasi. So if she's a katana, that's a valid taina. Why is that a valid taina? Because nobody's going to go through the expense of making a wedding to make a claim like that if it wasn't true. I would want somebody to do that. If she's a bulgaris, we tell her to go home and have a nice life. And the reason he thinks that is because she's older. That's what's going on here. Good? Okay. That's such a, now I don't know, biologically, such a thing happens when a girl turns 12 and a half. This guy's such an expert. He's such an expert that he knows. He's able to discern. I don't know.
And Yeshua, every single time his blood, every single time, there aren't exceptions to this.
The what?
It's blood. Maybe it wasn't
blood. No, if there's blood, it's a good thing.
Right, I'm saying if there wasn't blood, he can't say that for sure.
Really? A woman's breaks her basula and there's no blood?
Maybe that's the naked eye, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Sumchas Omer Rishum Rebeir Suma Ein Latinus Basulim. No, if she's a Suma, you can't claim, hey, where are your Basulim? Why? My time is the Sumchas. I'm Reb Zera. I'll tell you why. Mipnei Shenich Teveth Agave Karka. Because she's blind, unfortunately. She must have tripped at one point in her life. She can't see where she's going. And she probably broke her Basulim when she had an accident. That's probably what happened. So you married her, you did a big chesed, you married a blind girl, and then you come the next morning, oh, she wasn't a basula. Don't worry about it. She's not a basula for other reasons. Says the Gemara, Kulunami chavute michvat. Every girl has that, no? Doesn't every girl jump around and get hurt and fall and...
Why is not calling it mukatzeit?
I think that's the Gemara's question, no? That the Gemara's question? Every girl, same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So the Gemara says, no. You're right. But kulu, roos, umaros, le'iman. Yeah, but everybody, when that happens, they run to their mother, say, Ma, what happened to me? I'm bleeding. What happened to me? The mother will say, what happened? Well, I was jumping around. And the mother will explain to her. Zu, ain't a roev, ain't a maro le'iman. She doesn't even see it. So she doesn't show it to her mother. What does showing it to her mother have anything to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Right? So Rashi says, "Maros le'iman, uposkos alehem she'enan besulos," and the mother will tell her, "All right, you're not a besula now." It's not a besula, right? It's not an avera, but it's not a besula. There's not anything wrong. It's not an avera. right? V'im lo hodiyuhu hititzel. And if nobody knows, then some man in 10 years gets tricked or gets fooled or does a mistake. Then there won't be a mistake. Because she'll tell you, listen, when I was younger, I had an accident. Do you still want to date me? Right?
And she doesn't get
but Asuma will never know that.
She doesn't get 200?
What? I don't know about that. But he cannot come in the morning and Titus Basulim. I told you. Had an accident. But a blind girl, who should tell? No one knows. So the guy thinks he's marrying a Basula. Says something because she's probably not a Basula. And if she's not a Basula, you can't tie to anything because she probably had an accident. Right. And why didn't she tell her mother? Because she didn't know she had an accident. She's blind.
And on the Ksuba, you don't write Basula?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Okay, next.
You used to write that on every invitation.
Some still do, no?
I don't feel struck.
No, the Chassidim don't?
They take it out.
And then we said, if you're ma'anes, a girl whose husband accused her of being motzi shemra, and he was right, Shtaka did have an affair, and you're ma'anes such a girl, there's no knas. You hear this? Says the Gemara, 1 second. How'd you do that? How'd you pull that off? She gets skila, if that's true. Her husband said she was a runaround. It was taka true.
He brought witnesses
and everything. And then you manage her. How'd you pull that off? She's getting skula. Right? So the Gemara answers, Amar of Sheshes, Hachi Kamar. Listen to this. Okay, this is one of these very unusual cases. You ready for this one? Mi Shiyatza Alav Shemra B'Yaldusa. There's no etim. There's just a rumor. Everybody's talking that this woman had an affair. Nobody knows. Nobody was in the room. There's no edim. But that's what everyone says. Ein la lo knas v'lo pitin. And you get all excited, right? So, ooh, this is a girl that I can make a move, right? So you go ahead and you ma'anis her. There's no knas and there's no pitui. Why not?
She wasn't married. Was she? No, she's not married. She's just
what? She, there's no such thing as a shame if she's not married. You have to be married first.
She is.
No, that's what she's saying. Just a bad name went out that she's loose or something.
She,
I don't know.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
She has a reputation. She,
right.
That's a classic sense. She's a shame rather that she's...
Right, she wasn't married.
She's like runaround Sue.
Yeah. Yeah, there was just a rumor that she did that. And now you go ahead and... Ma'anis her, there's no knas. Amr of Papa, Shmamina. So you see from here... That high shtara dereya lo magvinan bay. Same thing. Let's say you have a shtar, and there's a rumor that shtar is all forgery. Right? There's a rumor like that. You know what? You don't collect on the shtar. You don't have to pay for that shtar. Just like a woman, there's no... Same thing. Same, similar idea. There's a woman that there's a bad name about her. There's no knas. Why? Because we're suspicious it's true. And if it's true, she's on a basula. So too, there's a shtar. There's a rumor that there's a forgery. There's a suspicion. You don't have to pay on that shtar. Hey, chidami, what's the case? So 1 second. If there's a rumor that the shtar is a forgery, what would be the same case? The kava say dahacha denafakala kala dezanai that there's a rumor this girl was mizana. V'amar Rava yata lashe mizana beir in choshesh in la. We don't care about rumors. We're gonna base our lives on halacha is based on rumors, on some slander. No, Ella. No, that's not the case. The case is like this. You ready for this? The Asu Beit Rei, they two Eidim walk into Besdin. Va'amri, and they say like this. Lididhu ta'avisinu b'isura. She came to us, and she came to us, and she said to us, "We're two Eidim." She said to us, "Let's go have an affair together." That's what she did. This woman. The kava say hacha. What's the comparable case? The Asu Beit Rei, two Eidim came, and they said, Lididhu Amr Lahu Zayfili. This guy came and told us, let's forge the shtar. That's not a rumor. These two Eidim said it. This guy came and said, let's forge the shtar. This woman came and said, let's go have an affair. Now, Bishlam Ahasam Shchichi Prutzen. Right? Now, but when it comes to prutim, when it comes to znus, this story, what does this mean exactly? This story could have happened. There are people out there like that, right? Therefore, It very well could have happened. We're suspicious. We're suspicious that she's a loose woman, and therefore, if you're ma'anis, there's no knas. Elahacha imhu huchzak kol yisrael mihuchzaku. That every Jew in the world is suspected of being a forger. Can't Aiden say that now about anybody? Anybody? Aiden can walk in. Oh, what's his name over there? He told us, let's forge, let's make some money. We'll make a fake documents. I guess what the Gemara is asking is, it's very far-fetched. You can't just throw everybody under the bus like that. When it comes to Znos, that's a big taiva. So you know what? We'll believe it. When it comes to this, what? Everyone's dishonest. The whole world's dishonest.
It would mean that everybody goes along to do the forgery.
Right.
Not only, in other words, the person approaches, then everybody's willing to go along.
Exactly.
That's not the case.
Right. So Ella, so the Gemara answer, that's a kasha. The Susik is not comparable. Ella, the Gemara answers, you're right. Hacha imhu huksak. I'm sorry. Hacha nami kivin deka mahader aziufe im aziufe zayev akasav. You know why? Because if someone comes to Edom and says, you know, let's make a forgery, and the Edom says, we're honest people.
He'll find
someone. He'll keep on looking. He'll find someone. If not, he'll do it himself. So if a guy's got a will to be a crook, he'll find a way. So in that sense, it's comparable. So therefore, if Papa said, yeah, there's a rumor like that, you don't have to pay the shtar. Okay? Good? No good?
I'm not sure what the urgency is to compare Znos to forgery.
Okay. Next Mishnah.
It's really not forging the document, it's forging the Edom. Forging the witness signature, as we say.
Okay. Next Mishnah. You ready? The Elu She'elahem Knas. And now, these are the following women. We already had some women, but more women where there is no knas. Here we go. Haba'al ha-giyores. If you're ma'anet a giyores, a convert, or al-shivuya, or a captive woman, or al-shifcha, or a shifcha, shiniftu. Now, the shifcha was, the captive woman was freed, or shenis gairu, this woman was a giyores, or nishtacharu, this woman was freed. But they had times in their lives when they were under the influence of other people. She was in captivity, she was a guy, she was a shifcha, right? Yeseiros, albnos, shaloshan v'yomechad. And when they were over 3 years old, they were those things. Why? Because we assume she's not a basula. She was a guy, she was a shifcha, she was captured. We assume she's not a basula. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shivuya shenifteis harei pikadushasa, afal pishigdola. No, a shifcha is different. I'm sorry. A shivui is different. Why is she different? Because we said before, they want the ransom. They want a ransom, they're not going to touch her. Right? Habal bito, what if someone has a relationship with his own daughter? His own daughter. He's ma'anit his own daughter. Al bas bito, al bas bino, al bas eshto, his granddaughter, his wife's daughter, his stepdaughter, al bas bino, his step-granddaughter, al bas bito, is also step-granddaughter, ain't lo knas. There's no knas. Why? B'nei shev ischai b'nafsho. Because you get Mises for that.
Kimle.
This is not a case where we had before where there was no Mises Besdin. There was only Kares. Here's Mises Besdin. All these women are Mises Besdin. Shemisasan bide Besdin. The Mises in Besdin, right? V'chalam is chaya b'nafsho, im mishali mamon. And if you're chaya b'nafsho, you never have to pay. Shenemar v'im lo yiyah asan yonesh yonesh. And if the person didn't die, you have to pay. You pay the onesh.
Is the Gemara going to discuss why he singled out this case?
Yeah, because these kids, what?
No, as opposed to others.
Like what?
Sister.
Sister, we said there is a knas. That was the previous Mishnah. Because sister, there's no Mises Besdin.
Yeah,
we're gonna say. Now, by the way, let's say a guy is Ma'anes' daughter, and she's under the age of 12. No, let's say a guy is Ma'anes someone else's daughter under the age of 12. And she's a katana. And we say you pay the knas. Who gets the knas? The father. So if a guy is Ma'anes his own daughter, what, he's going to pay the knas to himself? Right?
To his wife. Right.
Plus, by the Gioras, who's he giving it to?
Huh? She could be an adult.
No, who's he giving? No, the Gioras, who's he giving it to? There's no father.
Give it to the girl.
You give it to the girl? Oh, I thought you only give it to the father.
No, so that's why he said there is no...
No, that's not why. Amar of Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Dosa, Amar Dov Rechad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Dosa said the same vart. What's the same vart? Rabbi Yehuda and Amar. Rabbi Yehuda said over here that a Shavuya doesn't... We don't assume she's a... she's what's it called? That she was already Mazana. We don't assume that. And Rav Dosa, the Tanya, same exact halacha. Shavuya ochelos betruma divrei Rav Doza. Rav Doza says shavuya can eat truma. Why? Because we don't assume she was violated. Same exact halacha. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Doza. One second. V'chima also la aravi halos. What did the Arab do already? What did he do already? He I don't know how to say this in English. He was touching her in her private areas. That's all he did. Pasul min akahuda. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, yeah, maybe they play around like that, but they're not going to be mezana. The Arab, right? Tosfos says we picked an Arab because 10 measures of znus fell into the world, and the Arabs took 9 of it. So these are low people. These are low people. So, but he's not going to do it. Why is he not going to do it? Because he wants the ransom. Still wants money more than that, right? But he'll play around. Yeah, but he's not going to do anything. It's not going to violate her. So therefore, she could still marry a kohen. She could still eat truma. It's all good. It's the same as a halacha. Says the Gemara, no, I'm a rabba, film alohi. Maybe it's not the same halacha at all. Ad kan lo kam Rehuda hacha. Why did Rehuda say over here that she's good? Ella shaloi hei chote niskar. A guy could say, you know what I'll do? I can ma'anis her, and I'm not going to have to pay. I'm not going to have to pay. Why am I not going to have to pay? Because she was captured 3 years ago. So she probably wasn't pursued, not a pursued. No, I'm not going to allow that. Right? Then people are going to line up at her door, be ma'anis her, not going to have to pay. No, we don't allow that. Avol Hasam, Kid Rabbanon Svirulei. But maybe over there, he holds up to the Rabbanon, who argue on Rav Doza, who said, no, we are choshes, that they violated her. And therefore, she can't eat truma. Inami, or you can say the opposite way. Ad kan lo kam Rav Doza Hasam ela b'truma d'Rabbanon. Yeah, my truma d'Rabbanon, okay, let it be naked, eat truma d'Rabbanon. Avol b'knas, d'Araisa. But on knas d'Araisa, Kid Rabbanon Svirulei. Maybe he would hold, not like Rabbi Yehuda. He would hold like the conventional sheet of the Rabbanon, that she is violated.
Right, but we're forgetting the fact that even though there's no knas, it's still punishment. You can't just be honest to a girl and say, okay, no knas, I'm going scot-free.
Gives you that impression.
What's the punishment?
What?
What's the punishment?
I don't know. They don't give you something in jail? Or
no, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Nothing.
What if it's pitui? You convinced her to say yes. Yeah. I'm not saying you're going to give him after you own if you do that, but there's no avera.
No avera.
No. Omale Abaya.
He deserves Mafia.
Omale Abaya. The time of Rabbi Yehuda, Hacha, Shalei Yechot in Iskaru? Is that true? The reason that Rabbi Yehuda says that we're not going to allow it is because we don't want people to violate her wantonly? It's not true. Vatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shavuya Shinishbeis, if a Shavuya gets captured, Harehi b'kedushasa. She still retains her Kedusha. Afilu bas Esther Shanim, even if she's 10 years old, Ksuvasa Masayim. The Ksuv is 200. Vahasam, my shlo yeh chotin iskarika. What kind of chotin iskar is there in that case? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Hasam nami, dilma mimani, vilonasma. No one's going to want to marry her. They're going to say she's used goods. Nobody will know. So say, you know what? She's not used goods. Nothing happened to her. Vesavar, Rabbi Huda, because she doesn't say kaima. Did Rabbi Huda really say that? That she maintains her kedusha? Vatanya. Hapodes, a shavuya. If somebody redeems a shavuya, yisiyana. He's allowed to marry her. Right, I'll pay the pidyon shavuyim bill, and I can marry her. Mayid ba, but if he testifies about her, lo yisiyana, he can't marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ben kach lo yisiyana. No matter what, he can't marry her. So first of all, hagufa kasha. First, so the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Amarti, you said I pose as a shavuy yisiyana. If you pose to her, you marry her. Hadar tana mayid lo yisiyana. And if you testify about her, you can't marry her. What? Mishum de mayid ba lo yisiyana. What? Because you testify, you can't marry her. That doesn't make any sense. Hello, Kasha. No, that's not a Kasha. Hachni Kamer. Here's what it means. Hapode es a shavuya. If someone redeems her, umeid ba, and he testifies about her, that what? That she wasn't violated, yisiyena, he's allowed to marry her. Meid ba kidi, but if he just testifies stam, lo yisiyena. He can't marry her. Why? Because we assume the only reason he's doing that is because she's a pretty girl. Right?
We're talking about a coin here, obviously.
Yeah. Mikol makom Kasha lo Behuda. The bottom line is the Kasha and Behuda. Because it looks like he contradicted himself. Why? Because our Mishnah, he said that a Shavuya is Kedusha. And over here he said, well, Choshesh, maybe there's something wrong with her. Summer of Papa, Eimer, Behuda, Omer, Begach, Begach, Yisiyana. No, change the Braitha. No matter what, Rabbi Yehuda says that she's good. Vuhuni, Beidu, Vishu, Omer, La'olam, Kediktani. Rabbi Yehuda, really, we don't have to change anything. And the Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Devrayim, the Rabbanan, Ka'am, Melahu. He's talking to the Rabbanan. Lindy, Di, Begach, Begach, Yisiyana. I hold, she's okay. Why? That's my shita. My shita is women, these women don't get violated because they want the ransom. But according to you, you shouldn't be allowed, according to you people. For Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon say back, well, it's not so simple. If somebody redeems her, and he also testifies, Yitziyena. Why can he marry her? Because lo shadi inish zuze bichdi. Nobody's going to spend money for nothing. I'm sorry, lo shadi inish zuze bichdi. Yeah. But made ba kidi, but just to stamp, give some testimony that she's good, shema lo yisiena. You can't marry her. Why? Shema yishema in of nasimba. Maybe he saw her. He saw her picture in the paper that she's kind of, ooh, she's a pretty girl. I'll come testify that she's, what do you know? That, then we don't allow it. So it's not a kasha at all, and it's not a stira at all. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up more tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Yeah.